You know, yeah, let's all chase our dreams. This is not a game of tag. You're it. No, this is not a game of tag. We're not chasing our dreams. What are we talking about here? Woo! Welcome one, welcome all to your place for everything empowerment. I am your host, Tariq Williams, and not only I am Vision of Hope, but we are Vision of Hope, and let's step back up to the plate, and let's get ready for the Speak Your Vision podcast. Once again, I am Tariq Williams. Let's get it. Let's get after it. 5 stars on all your podcasting platforms. We're getting rid of all the housekeeping things first. Hit your 5 stars. Leave a review. Would love to get to know the listeners better. We want to make that effort, right, to make sure that I'm getting to know all of you better. I posed a question on social media a few days ago, and the question was, what is one thing that you would like to get to know more about yourself? So if you know what that is for you, hit me up in the comments. Let's have the conversation. But besides the point, nevertheless, let's get into it. Let's get into the episode. Get the free guide, How to Win Every Day, link in the bio. Let's get to the episode. What is stopping you? Very general conversation today. What is stopping you? You are trying to get to a particular place in your life, but something keeps on stopping you. See, the thing is, I'm going to tell you the things that are stopping you. We're going to go over it, specifically 3 things, and then we're going to really dive a bit deeper. And so the 3 things that are stopping you on a daily basis, and we are going to start diving into what that really means. Because the thing is, you're not where you want to be. Telling you what you need to hear, maybe not what you want to hear, but telling you what you need to hear, okay? The 3 things that's stopping you. And so I want to make sure that the value here is being delivered in a way that is real, is authentic. All I can be is just me. And so you're going to hear some things that you know that I truly believe in, but we're going to dive into it. And so first and foremost, your language. Your language. The language that you are using on a daily basis is stopping you. Okay? Let me give you an example. I'm not really a pet peeve person, but I'll tell you what. I have a really hard time when people tell me they're chasing their dreams. I can't stand that phrase. I'm chasing my dreams, Tariq. You know, yeah, let's all chase our dreams. This is not a game of tag. You're it. No, this is not a game of tag. We're not chasing our dreams. What are we talking about here? Why is that popular? Why is the phrase chasing your dreams popular? And if you Google, or if you want to chat GPT or whatever you want to do, it's going to say, oh yeah, let's all go chase our dreams. No. Absolutely not. I can't begin to tell you how upset that makes me when we talk about chasing your dreams. Does that sound crazy to you? Maybe. Let me dive in. Let me explain to you why that drives me so crazy. Because once again, this is not a game of tag. Your dreams are not a game of tag. Your dreams are your life. You believe that you can get there, okay? Your dreams are your life, they're your lifestyle, they're what you make it. Therefore, your dreams are your own. See, the thing is, they're already yours. They're just waiting on you to put in the work. They're just waiting on you to give yourself the grace to fail a few times to get there. See, the thing is, you're not chasing your dreams because then you're implying that your dreams are running away from you. And so I'm telling you right now, you are what you attract. And so you need to realize that your dreams are not running away from you, but yet they're waiting for you to do what you gotta do to get them. life is not about handouts, okay? Recognize that you have to do something different if you want something different. See, if you aren't at the place that you want to be, you got to do something different to get to the place that you want to be. Therefore, your dream is waiting for you to do that. I can't explain it much more simpler than that. Okay, we're not chasing dreams here. We're not trying to get to our dream. See, language, right? We're not trying to do that. We're either doing it or we're not. We're either doing it or, let me give you an example. When you turned on the podcast, if you turned on the YouTube video and you hit the like button and you hit the 5 stars, hit the like button right now. Thank you. Hit the 5 stars right now. Thank you. Now, when you tell somebody that you hit the like button, do you tell them that you hit the like button, or did you try to hit the like button? Did you try to turn on the podcast, or did you actually turn on the podcast? We're not trying to do anything. We're either doing it or we're not. See, the thing is, you have to recognize the language that we use. Our brain subconsciously is listening to the actions that we're putting in at the same time when we say to our brain that we're doing something or that we're trying to do it. Because if we're just trying to do it, then we're not actually, you're letting yourself know that it's like, yeah, if I don't make it happen, it's okay. No. Don't try to make it happen. Make it happen. Eliminate try. We're not doing that. Absolutely not. So your language on a daily basis is stopping you because you're subconsciously telling yourself that you don't believe. That you don't believe in yourself. You don't. See, with my blindness, I would say, yeah, I'm trying to do the homework. I'm trying to cross the street. I'm trying to apply to different schools, right? But until I accepted the person who I was, and I did it after that, it was like, okay, I'm actually doing this now. I started believing that I actually could. We're talking about self-efficacy here now. We got to limit the word try here, okay? Because once again, we're giving yourself, you're telling yourself that you can't. And we're not doing that here. So our language is so huge. It's so huge. We start off every podcast episode for the Speak Your Vision podcast when we have guests. Give me one word. And that one word sets the tone to where we're going. All right. So I really want to make sure that's clear. Your language is part of what's stopping you. Second thing. Your people, who you are hanging out with and spending time with. Your people who you surround yourself with. See, the thing is, you are putting yourself in different situations, okay? You have to recognize that you need to put yourself around people who are doing or have similar goals or like want to achieve something great in their life. See, you can't just hang around with people who aren't interested in growing. All right. If you are surrounding yourself with people who are not growing, then you are also not going to grow. Now, if you're spending time with people who are growing, then you will. See, the environment you surround yourself with is so important. So if you want to go learn something, okay, let's break this out a little even more. The people who you are hanging around, okay? I'll put it to you like this. As simply put, this is going to sound crazy. It's like the dream thing. You don't want to be the smartest person in the room. Quite frankly, you might want to be the dumbest person in the room, okay? Because If you put yourself in places where you can learn from other people, you have no choice other than to grow. See, life is about learning. Life is about working on how to build yourself up. But if you are not around people who are going to build you up, all you're going to do is build yourself down. So the people that you're spending your time with, the people that you are wanting to learn from, be around individuals who, for example, if you want to be a business owner, public service announcement, this is Tariq Williams reporting from Channel 6 News, you need to spend your time with more business owners. Thank you. From the 6 o'clock news. No, but on a serious note, you need to spend your time. Think about how you're spending your time, right? Are you spending your time around people who are going to uplift you? Or are you spending your time with people who are going to let you down? Now, when we get to this third thing, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this third one, okay? Your obstacles. Now, I have a few podcast episodes coming up where I'm going to dive a lot more deeper into this subject, but I really wanted to focus and tell a bit of stories and really emphasize the first two for you because, well, it's important. And also, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that your obstacles mean nothing. Now, we dive deeper to that in past episodes. We're going to dive deeper into it in future episodes, but your obstacles are real things. Okay, your obstacles, the things that you are going through are real. They are. They're your obstacles. Okay, so let's go back here. Your language, your people you're spending time around, and your obstacles. Are we seeing a trend here? Are we seeing a trend in the episode today? Because these things are not on accident. These things that I'm talking about are, how should I say? There's method to the madness, okay? What you need to understand about what's stopping you, I mentioned those three things, but really it's only one. It's you. It is you. You are stopping you. Don't you see that you have the power to control the situations that you're in? You have the ability to make the choices, to be the person that you want to be. You have the ability to have the power to be you, right? And right now, you're not letting yourself be you. So you're in a situation right now that you need to get out of. Okay? You're in a situation right now that you need to get out of, but you are choosing to stay there. You're choosing to stay in that situation. You're choosing to not grow, okay? See, the thing about me is I recognize the fact that the grass is not greener on the other side, all right? Fun fact, the grass is not greener on the other side. It's greener where you water it. However, sometimes you need to go to the other side and then water the grass there because where you're at now is not serving you. And so if you're in a situation that's not serving you, then you got to go to the other side and be in a place that's serving you and then water the grass and take care of your mental health. Take care of your happiness. Make you a priority because part of what's stopping you is that you're not making you a priority. See, now we're preaching, now we're talking here. And the thing is, you think that what's stopping you is everything around you. You think that everything that's stopping you is everything around you. And that may or may not be true in different situations.
Hold up. All right, let me be real here for a second. If we want to talk about one-on-one coaching here, we can do that, okay? We can do that. But the thing is, I don't know your particular situation for those watching or listening. And everybody's situation is a bit different, okay? These situations here are not one size fits all, but these are concepts that we have to connect with and figure out how to learn from, all right? Now, because I don't know your specific situation, What I can tell you is that you got to give yourself a chance. Because the relationship, the friendship, the obstacle, the people putting you down on a consistent basis, the water cycle, the wash, rinse, and repeat that you're still doing. Guess what? You're the one doing it. You're the one doing it. Hold on 1 second. Let me grab something real quick. Hold on 1 second. I need y'all to really understand what we're talking about here. Hold on 1 second. Okay, we're back. So the thing is, and for those watching on YouTube, I went and go grab my Nikes. All right. We went and grabbed the Nikes. Okay. We went and grabbed the Nikes. For those watching on YouTube, we went and grabbed the Nikes. They're pretty fresh, right? I need to clean them. I've been wearing them a lot. My Air Forces. Okay. We've been rocking these a lot recently. Okay. These are my shoes. These are my shoes that I walk in. Okay. These are my shoes. And see, the thing is, they're mine. Okay. They're my specific size, but not only are my shoes my specific size, when I'm wearing them, there's nobody else wearing them. Okay. There's nobody else wearing them. There's nobody else in my perspective, in my shoes, walking in my shoes on a daily basis. Okay. So it's my perspective. And so when I'm looking at life through my lens and what that looks like, I'm making several choices throughout the day. I'm taking certain actions and not taking others. When you're wearing your shoes, you're in your perspective. You have your shoes and you're deciding to take certain steps and not deciding to take others. So my question for you is, why are you not taking the steps that you need to take? Because you're stopping you. Because you are stopping you. You're finding the reasons to not take the steps you need to take. And you are stopping you. So here's the situation. Do you want to continue doing that? Because see, the thing is, the only person that has the power to make that change is you. Because you decided today that you didn't want to do something. Not knowing that that one thing could have changed your life. You're one conversation away, one phone call away, one action away, one extra content creation away, one extra jump shot a day, one extra whatever. Because that could have been the one that took you to the next level and you didn't do it. So what's stopping you? Your language? Your people you're spending time around? Your obstacles? But let's get rid of the smoke screen. Let's get rid of the smoke screen. Because what is it really? It's you. Decide today that you won't hold yourself back anymore. You only have right now. You have right now. And there are moments in our lives where we decide, I'm tired and let me give myself some grace. I'll do it tomorrow. Okay, fine. Or there's moments where you're like, I'm just not feeling it today. Okay, fine. But understand what's stopping you then. If you decide to continue stopping yourself, recognize that that's what's happening, okay? You have everything you need. You have everything you need to get to where you want to be. Just because you don't have what other people have or accept it, well, you don't need what they have. You just need you. And then take the necessary steps in your shoes. Those watching on YouTube, these are pretty fly shoes, right? All right. On a serious note, decide today that you are no longer gonna stop you. Make it happen. Let's get it. Thank you all for listening. Let's get it. Remember, not only I have vision of hope, but we are vision of hope. What's stopping you? Let's have the conversation, everybody. Hit me up in all the social medias. Let's start the conversation. Not only I am vision of hope, but we are vision of hope. Let's get it. Vision.